What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's you dudes, William the Opinion Updike.
And Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers coming at you this this Friday morning.
Yeah, a bit of a melancholy Friday, I would say.
I don't know that I'd go that far. It was
it was a tough day yesterday.
It was a bit of a tough day, but we're going to be breaking down that game.
Yeah.
There's a couple of good things going on.
Yeah, and a lot of bad things.
Yeah. And we'll be giving like a brief preview of what to look for Sunday, what we need to do better to win.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. And then today is Friday, which means our regular segments, which would be the Pac-Div Power Rankings. Today, we're going to be doing the Western Conference Power Rankings for the people still in the playoffs. And we got a little love, marry, kill centered around the hotties of the front office.
Yeah, the front office hotties. I wish there was a calendar for the Clippers front office.
Oh, I'd love that. I might just start Photoshopping that later.
we're very busy.
Anyway, so all that and more coming up right about now.
So if you didn't see or hear about the game last night, the Los Angeles Clippers lost to the Golden State Warriors 105-132.
Kept it within 30. You know, that's a puncher's chance for the Clippers.
Yeah, we were right there in that wheelhouse that we wanted to be. As everyone kind of assumed, because Scott Foster was reffing, there were a bunch of fouls in this game. I think it was in the first 90 seconds, there was 5 total fouls called.
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible.
There was a lot, but I will say to my boy Scott Banana Foster's credit, they did go both ways.
Yeah, they did go both ways. There were 53 total fouls called in this game, 28 on the Warriors and 25 on us.
Yeah, I was really surprised that we didn't hit 60, to be honest.
I thought the game was going to take 3 hours, which it almost did. Anyway, we'll hit you guys with some stats. We'll do the Clippers' depressing stats first. Leading scorer for the Clippers was Ivica Zubac with 18 points and 15 rebounds.
Side note, though. This sounds like
17 of his points came in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
When the game was totally out of hand.
Yeah.
He got, I believe, 14 rebounds in that quarter, too. We're going to talk a little bit about this later on, but there's some people who want Zubac to start, but I don't think that's going to happen.
He starts right now.
Yeah.
He already starts.
Remain starting, sorry, because people want Green to start.
Yeah. Which Doc also said is not happening.
Yeah.
So, sorry, guys.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Zubac. Anyway, he was our leading scorer with some garbage time performance. Jamichael Green had 15, as did Trez. Lou Williams had 16, and no one else had more than 9, which was Gallo.
Yeah.
Tough day pretty much all around.
Very tough day. Yeah, so as a team in that one, we shot a whopping 37% from the field, 22% from 3, and managed to knock down 82% of our free throws. So that's better free throw shooting than we've had in the last two outings.
Yeah, that's one of the positives from last night.
Yeah, and I mean, there's another couple positives. The rebounding in the first half was absolutely abominable.
Yes, no. It was terrible.
Was that the right word?
As in bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the abominable snowman?
I don't think abominable is the right word.
He's the terrible snowman? Abominable is not the right word.
Yeah. Anyways,
the
guys, rebounding was terrible.
It's bad, okay? It was bad
the
in the first half.
Important thing.
It was bad in the first half. But anyways, the bright note on that, I say that to say this. we did generate 23 second chance points to their 16. You know, especially we've talked about throughout this series, offensive rebounding is one of their biggest holes. And it's one of those things that, especially a night like last night where we weren't knocking down shots, getting those rebounds is so crucial. And they did a lot better job on the defensive glass last night, and we were still able to generate more second chance points. So I do see that as a positive. And I think if it's something that if we see the kind of effort that we saw in like that third quarter where guys were definitely in there fighting a lot more, It definitely gives us a point of entry moving forward.
Yeah, I like that phrase.
But I think that it's like a toss-up because it seems to me like the biggest worry has really been their transition offense.
And it killed us last night.
You know what? It wasn't as bad as it has been.
Hey!
So on the fast break, we got outscored only 16-11. And,
oh, wow. That's not bad.
It's really pretty solid.
Yeah. Well, for the Warriors, Kevin Durant, I would say, did his thing last night. He had 38 points.
4 boards and 7 assists. But To go with that, he did have five turnovers.
He did have five turnovers. So deal with that, Kevin Durant. Steph Curry had
keeps you up at night.
Steph Curry had 21 and five boards before leaving to go to the locker room after he got his fifth foul. He made a tweak something, I think.
Yeah,
but it didn't seem serious.
Yeah,
and at that point, the game, they didn't really need him to come back.
Well, I guess they have double practices on Sunday, and he had like a lot of HBO he had to catch up on.
Oh, that makes sense.
All the shows come out on Sunday.
Yeah, he's got to get his watch on. Andrew Bogut absolutely killed us on the boards. He only had 8 points, but he had 14 boards and five assists.
This seems like a good segue. We should stop here to talk about Bogut because...
Man, he looks better than I thought he was going to look.
He looks so much better, and not just like as an athlete. He was running that defense. Mm-hmm. He was quarterbacking it. He was telling guys where to go. He was dissecting any play that we were running. It was like, I mean, unfortunately, he was on the other team.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting to watch.
He clearly hasn't missed this beat being away from this Warriors team.
No, and we talked about this in the preview yesterday that maybe it'd be harder to ingratiate the new players, a.k.a. Kevin Durant, just because, you know, those guys haven't had a whole lot of practices together.
Yeah.
Seems like it did not matter in the slightest.
Yeah, and Kurt talked about Bogut, I think it was pre or post game. About
how pre-game.
He's one of the best basketball minds
that
he's ever been around. You just tell him to play one time and he knows it. He knows why you're doing it.
Yeah. And he's like in a different spot right now, Kerr mentioned, just because, you know, he's really comfortable in his space.
He's freed up his life, was the term that he used.
Yeah. Well, I believe Steve Kerr, he took two hits off of a fat joint. And then as he was exhaling, he was like, it seems like he freed his mind.
But Bogut, he killed us on the boards. He had four offensive boards, which was the most for them. Zubats had nine for us, but that was kind of in garbage time. But yeah, Bogut looks to be, I mean, they just look better with Bogut.
Yeah.
The Warriors also, from the jump, looked crisper. They looked like a team that had just been beat
at home.
Giving up 31 points.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a night that I think they were trying to make a statement. I mean, they had Durant in and Curry in pretty late in the game. They were up by like 32 at one point, and they still had those guys in.
Yeah. Kevin Durant still played 30 minutes. Steph only played 20 because he didn't play that fourth. Klay played like 33 minutes.
So this is another thing we can kind of hang our hat on. Klay, 12 points. We've held Klay in check for three games.
Yeah.
Which has been good.
Yeah, he hasn't been getting a whole lot of looks. He took 11 shots, mm-hmm. which is, I feel like we're doing our job if he's taking you know, right around that 10 number. Ball movement was really poor in the first half.
Oh man,
as evidenced by Landry Shamet's five attempts.
At one point, the guy who was shooting for $25,000 from half court had as many attempts as Shamet did, and that was halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
It was rough. We got to talk about Gallo.
Yes.
Gallo had possibly his worst game of this year in terms of, I would say, stage and everything like that. Gallo went 2 of 13, 0 of 8 from 3, did hit all 5 of his free throws, 6 boards, 6 turnovers, 3 assists. Excuse me, 3 turnovers, sorry. 6 boards.
Not great.
What do you think? I mean, he looked off from his third shot.
He looked off, and not just in the way that sometimes you're shooting shots and they're not going in. It seems like he's lost a bit of a step. Like in the post,
he was clanging shots.
He was clanging shots, and in the post, he was like getting destroyed. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a big fan of a Gallo post. He was getting eaten alive anytime he had the ball in the post.
He didn't look sharp. He was missing short. When he missed long, he hit the backboard first on a couple shots.
Yeah.
Which has never happened multiple times in a game this year, I don't think.
No.
Where he's like clanged it off the backboard. My personal thought is that he's got to have tweaked something. He can't be 100% health-wise right now.
I agree. Or he has the flu or
something. I'm not saying they're hiding some big injury or anything like that.
No.
But
I think it's more of a
It's
more of a lingering injury to me than it is like a serious injury, because if it was a serious injury, they would have just sat him out and like taken the loss.
0 for 8 from 3 is insane.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking him. I mean, it sucks. Something's obviously wrong. Like, it's just,
it's
brutal. We really obviously needed him to step up every single game, but man.
Yeah.
It was rough tonight. And then, I mean, Lou got shut down 4 of 11. hit 7 of his 8 free throws. Their defense was just great last night.
Defense was really great. They did a much better job trapping, and I think we just didn't have as much off-ball movement. We didn't do the things that we need to do when they're trapping Lou, which is, you know, generate movement, have him able to, like, dump the ball off to a shooter and be able to make them pay for trapping.
Shea had a tough game, 1 for 7, 7 points. No turnovers. That's a plus.
Yeah, no turnovers, and I think he still did have 2 assists, yeah.
Hey, so we got to talk about the Zubats situation.
Yes.
So Zubats played, I don't know, 4 minutes and then was taken off until pretty much garbage time.
Mm-hmm.
Jermichael Green came in and looked very serviceable.
I would say more than that. I think I tweeted out that if we had 3 Jermichael Greens, we would be able to stay in this one.
He shot 6 of 10, 5 boards, 1 assist. He went 3 of 4 from 3 for 15 points. He looked great. A lot of people on Twitter, on Clipper Nation, were talking about hopefully having, I misspoke earlier in the podcast, having Green start for Zubats.
Yeah.
Doc was asked about that and shot it down pretty quickly.
Definitely. And I don't know. Yeah, I guess he's just not a fan of not having like a true center in that lineup.
Which I can kind of understand.
Because like Gallo, I think, can play the 5 in spurts, you know, against certain lineups.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make sense for him to have the 5 against Bogut.
Yeah, like the first look.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I definitely thought that we would see more of a like a Gallo Green front court, and we definitely did later in the game. But yeah, I don't think that Doc is wrong not starting Jermichael.
I don't think he's wrong either. I'm hoping Zubats absolutely crushed it in the garbage time that he played in. It's just when he seems to be playing, and he was playing against like second and third guys. He was not playing against their second string.
Yeah.
It was kind of second and third guys. He looked great. I'm hoping that that jump started his confidence and he feels a little better out there on the court. Because if you watch the beginning of the games, he just is getting killed on defense.
Definitely.
He's not picking up guys in the low post. He's not closing down on stuff. He's spinning around a bunch. I've said that before. It's hard.
Yeah.
Because
when
he's hitting offensively, it's great because he gives us good size. And when he gets boards, it's fantastic. But it doesn't matter if he does it against the third string guys.
Yeah. Another bright point of this was the rookies did get some significant playing time.
Yeah, Jerome got 12.
Yep.
1 of 5.
Sindarius Thornwell got almost 8 minutes. Oh, also man. Went 1 of 5.
Sindarius had a great steal and then just clanged a layup.
Yeah, including a brutal miss on a layup.
That'll happen.
2 bad misses from 3.
Wilson Chandler got 22 minutes. Garrett Temple got 13, which I was surprised at how little he got. Just I thought Doc would have put him in more for defense. I'm not saying I would have been pro that. I just thought he would have maybe got a little more run.
Yeah, it would have been an interesting adjustment just to try to slow down that offense some and see if we could get a little bit of wind in our sails to like try and make a bigger effort offensively.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Well, that about wraps it up for the recap of the not 30-point loss that we had against the Golden State Warriors. Coming up after this quick break, we're going to be previewing the game on Easter Sunday. But first, check us out. Check out all the Locked On podcasts on the Himalaya app.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. You can rank episodes. You can listen to the Warriors Locked On. Be very confident. You can listen to us. Be maybe not so confident about Sunday's game.
Yeah.
So welcome to the preview of Sunday's game against the Warriors.
Yep. Big Sunday game.
12:30.
Jerry West Day.
Jerry West Day. I think at this point people kind of know the matchups. People saw what happened last night. What do you think? What do we got to do to win this game?
Honestly, I know we kind of bagged on everything in that first thing because it was a
tough
defeat.
Game. As Lou said, we just got our ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah.
Said it perfectly.
Honestly, the biggest thing is we were generating some decent looks there, especially in the latter half of the game where we got the ball moving, and we just weren't knocking down shots.
Jovan tweeted a great stat about that. He said, for as bad as the Clippers played in Game 3, they also missed a ridiculous amount of open shots. According to Second Spectrum, they shot 14 of 53 on uncontested field goals. That's 26%. The Warriors, by comparison, shot 36 of 68, 52% on uncontested field goals. Yeah, we shot 37% from the field.
Yeah.
It's got to be better.
I mean, that's like one of those things I was talking about last night you can kind of hang your hat on is we can't shoot this bad all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you got multiple guys. I mean, Garrett Temple, 1 of 5. Sindarius, 1 of 5. Jerome, 1 of 5. Chandry, 1 of 5. Shea, 1 of 7. Bev, 2 of 5. That's not theoretically, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah. And I mean, we did kind of, you know, we got a good break in game two. You know, like
we
were down by a lot, but when we, in that comeback, like everybody was shooting like 66%.
Yeah.
So it's normal that you're going to have kind of a bad comeback game. And I do think after a big win like that, no matter what you say, I do think that it's a little bit hard to approach things maybe with the same urgency as you did in game two.
You just completed the biggest comeback in the history of postseason basketball.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be in your back of the mind a little bit.
And there was like there was a vibe in the locker room where everybody was, I think I said loose.
Yeah.
And I meant it in a good way.
Not unfocused. Just like everyone seemed very comfortable in the game setting. They were ready to play the game. They were loose.
Definitely. And I think they just might have needed a little bit more. Yeah, maybe a little bit more fire, like just a little bit more.
They need you standing on the soapbox in the locker room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Giving a Gene Hackman from
what I'm saying is get Doc out of there.
Yeah. Some people were pretty upset with Doc keeping Zubats off the floor, but I think that's just because we were getting blown out completely.
I got something for you. Zubats kept himself off the floor.
Okay. You never had me. You never even had the floor. We got to shoot better. We also, someone has to rebound well.
Yeah.
If Gallo is not going to be shooting well, I'd like for him to be near double digits in rebounds. They've really done a good job of taking Beverly out of the rebounding game.
Yeah.
Which also I think is just a product of them being so good on offensively, he can't really focus on it. So his kind of sneaky rebounds get taken away.
Well, I think it also gets harder for Bev to rebound when he's guarding Durant because he's...
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing in the post less often.
Mm-hmm. And Durant's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
So anytime it comes out to him. I mean, Trez, 2 boards. Excuse me, 4 boards. That's not going to help anybody.
Well, I mean...
I mean, it helps us a little bit. But I mean, you know, against a team that kills us in rebounding, it's going to be tough. I think maybe the Zubats thing is kind of a conundrum. Because if he looks bad early on Sunday and we yank him, it seems like we've seen some bright spots with Green in the lineup with kind of like the meatball five.
Yeah.
But I still think they've maybe, because they saw it so much yesterday, they're going to have it gamed out now. The Warriors are.
Nah.
You don't think so? I hope not.
Like, there's only so many things you can stop as a team.
For sure.
Maybe over stretches they can, but just not 100. I mean, you just can't stop 100% of shooters 100% of the time.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm not saying they're going to hold them to 0% shooting. I mean, that would be... They almost did that yesterday. But they got to figure something out. Iguodala was really good on Lou.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what adjustments Lou has to make because they're being physical with him and they're trapping him. And I think part of it is maybe our guys aren't helping enough on the trap. I don't know if it's his decision making when he's getting trapped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me double look at this real fast.
Yeah. There are also, what can help us win tomorrow is less jump passes.
Yeah. Lou Will only had 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't, I wouldn't chalk that up to him like making a bunch of bad decisions.
Yeah. Personally. I just think he just needs more help when he's getting trapped.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's just like we talked about earlier in the rehab, there just needs to be like more kind of off ball movement.
Yeah,
and we got to get shooters close to him.
Guys were clumped together last night.
Yeah, the spacing seemed a little off.
At one point, I think it was Trez at the 4, Zoo at the 5, and I think maybe Temple was out there.
There was also
was like Doc doesn't care about the spacing right now.
There was also a lot of hesitation from guys who are normally shooters. Shea,
yeah, very
hesitated
early.
Hesitated a few times, like from 3. To go for like a kind of a meaningless drive in when he had an uncontested 3 open. Shamit did the same thing. We saw that over and over again.
Overthinking.
I really do think that it was that. I think that they they got a big win and then maybe they got too into their own heads.
For sure. That can go into what could go wrong tomorrow. Overthinking again. Mm-hmm. The Warriors defense had us shook yesterday.
Definitely.
The offense was trying to do 10,000 things at once, it felt like.
They were so physical.
Yeah.
There was a
kudos to them. Like,
there were like 3 different plays where Shea ended up on the ground. 2 of them with Durant and 1. I can't remember the other one. It was in the 3rd, though. There were like almost back-to-back-to-back possessions where they were getting so physical with Shea. So I do think that like, I think that's good experience, though.
That's another great thing. The experience is immeasurable for these young guys, which is fantastic.
Definitely.
Another thing could go wrong. They could just keep shooting well.
Yeah. Another thing that could go wrong is Durant just keeps deciding to like just go solo, dude. Durant, not defer to any of the other guys, and just crush us. Can't stop him. We don't have any. We don't have a Durant stopper on this team.
No, we don't at all, dude. He looked so good last night. It's a selling point at this point.
And Patrick Beverley has been very good, but I mean, even Kevin Durant commented on it. It's like, you know, it works because, you know, they have a motion offense. So when you're putting a cog in that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when Durant decides to go, oh, I'm just going to go all-star and like do everything myself, that Patrick Beverley can't guard that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, Clay could go off. That could go wrong.
Yeah, basically guys could go off.
Anything. Yeah. We could just shoot the Warriors.
Like, garbage again.
Hopefully we don't see as much Jonas Jerebko minutes on Sunday. Hopefully the game's going a little better than that.
Yeah.
What matchups are you interested that differ any from what we talked about already?
I mean, this is more of a like an overall one. I'm curious to see how Shamet can kind of get back in his groove. He's had one out of these three games so far be good. And you know, that's not all on him. Like obviously he doesn't have the ball in his hands to like create his own shot a lot of the time. So I think it's going to be interesting to see because there was like he was doing stuff where he was like running around a lot yesterday, mm-hmm. You know, trying to do the JJ thing where like he just create
motion,
trying draw defenders and like hope to get a shot. And it didn't really happen. They actually did switch Durant on to Shamet a couple times, which I did call.
Yeah. And he was pretty effective.
Yeah, very effective. So I'm just curious to see how Shamet can kind of overcome that because, you know, he had a great mentality about it in the locker room. He didn't seem downtrodden or anything at all.
No, he's a shooter.
And
real hooper, someone said.
Yeah, and in my mind, he didn't even have a bad performance. If he was only getting five attempts, that's on us. You know,
yeah.
Like that's on...
Doc said that too.
That's on the ball movement and the rest of the team. That's not really on him.
Yeah.
Because I think you double those amount of attempts and, you know, you're looking at probably
couple
four
more
threes.
Yeah. I'm going to basically say the exact same thing you just said, but about Shea.
Mm-hmm.
Shea, I really want to see a bounce back game from him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, I think it's safe to say maybe if the Warriors win on Sunday, going to be tough to win game five in Oracle.
That is
doable.
Understatement of the
I'm not
of
saying,
the pod.
I'm obviously not saying the season is over. It will just be very difficult to win.
I'd like to see Gallo come back.
Yeah. It's with a heavy heart that I agree with that.
Yeah.
And he just looks uncomfortable out there. I feel bad for him.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe the key is if he's not shooting well, you still keep him on the floor and like maybe have him guard Durant or something for a while. Something where
positive.
Something where he can contribute some sort of value and like at least get the feeling, you know, that he's like that he's in the game and he's doing it.
I agree. That's the biggest. I think I'm gonna. Yeah, I second that as the most important matchup I'd like to see go well. What's your prediction for this game?
Game three.
Yeah. Game
four.
Four.
Game four. Man, I'm really hoping that we can eke out the win. I'm definitely less confident than I was before. But you know what? I'm going 125-118 Clippers.
Nice. Yeah. I think we're going to come out, show the fans what we're all about. I think we're going to eke out the win. $20, $19
All right.
It's going to be a nail biter.
Wow.
Draymond's going to miss the buzzer beater.
Okay.
It's going to be a very weird night. Coming up after this, we're going to be power ranking the current Western Conference teams in the playoffs. Bit of a meaty power ranking today.
Oh, yeah.
And then doing a love, marry, kill with the front office executives.
All right.
So
power ranking.
Do we even have to? I mean, number one, I think we both have the same. It's the Warriors.
Yes. No, actually, I'm not going Warriors one.
Who are you going?
I'm going for one. I'm actually going Portland right now.
Wow. I respect that.
They've looked really good despite losing Nurkic. And here's another thing.
I was going to say Portland too, so this works fine.
I think that Portland gets past OKC. I mean, that's not a big jump, I don't think, to say. OKC is just really going to have trouble creating enough offense to stay in the game against Portland.
And OKC is a team where it's like, wow, you look like a one seed. Oh, and now you look like maybe a 10 seed.
I think that Steven Adams is hurt. He looks very slow out there.
Emotionally or physically?
and yeah, I guess here's what I wanted to say about the Trailblazers is that I think that if they, after they get past OKC, they have the easier path to the Western Conference Final of any other team.
Damn.
They either play the Nuggets.
Spicy.
They play either the Nuggets or the Spurs, and that's a much easier game than playing either the Warriors or the Rockets or, you know, whatever.
I like where this take is going.
So
you're saying Trailblazers to the Western Conference Finals.
I think if the Trailblazers get past OKC, they have the best chance to make the Western Conference Finals.
Damn. You heard it here first. I like that. Who do you got for number two?
So for number two, I do have the Warriors.
Yeah, so ours are interchangeable. Nothing really needs to be said about that, I feel like.
Yeah, but a close third.
Yeah.
And I would say you could make an argument for them to be two. Actually, you know what? I recant. I'm going two Rockets.
Yeah, I was going to say Rockets for my third.
I'm actually going to put them at two just because both of these teams are the only teams
they
with two wins.
Good.
The Rockets are all clicking. Nobody's injured. Maybe it's better that they're going to play Golden State or the Clippers
The second round. I talked with our bus buddy Kenneth about this, about how I think it's maybe they're catching the Warriors. We're kind of riling the Warriors up, which I kind of feel bad about if whoever has to play them.
Yeah.
The next round, which sucks.
Yeah.
But if anyone's going to do it, I think it could be the Rockets.
Definitely.
They look really good right now.
So my three, yeah, Warriors have been bumped down to three for me.
Okay. I got Rockets at three. Who do you got at four?
Four. I got to go Clips.
Huh. I was going to go Spurs.
That's fair.
Just from the, you know, seven seed. I know not necessarily the Nuggets aren't the most believable contender.
Yeah.
At the time.
I mean, you know what I mean, said
I'm
all season.
I'm preaching the choir right here. But I was going to put the Spurs there just because, I mean, Derek White looks phenomenal.
Yeah, he played
really
well.
Kudos to their drafting. And just Pop is doing his thing.
Yeah, I'd put them at five. And the Spurs, I hope they make the next round. And it ends up being Blazers them.
That'd be cool. Aldridge back against the Blazers. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Good times.
It'd be a really interesting matchup.
Yeah.
So
you got the Clips. You have the Clips higher than I do.
Yeah.
I got them.
You don't have the...
I feel bad.
You don't even have the Clips below where you have the Spurs.
Uh-uh. All
right, man. So moving on. So Clippers four for me. Spurs five. Six, I got to go... I mean, I guess I'll go the Nuggets.
Yeah, I was maybe going to go Nuggets eight.
All right.
I was going to go Nuggets eight just because... Come on, man. Ingles has like... No made threes. I mean, he's made a couple, but like, it's just incredible how they're not
Wait,
showing
are you
up.
Saying Jazz or Nuggets?
Excuse me. I was talking about the Jazz.
Okay.
Jazz, I'm going last.
Okay.
They just don't... You're supposed to be a defensive team.
Okay, but what's your six?
Six is... Thunder?
Okay. That's fair.
Which I guess is their seed. That seems like the perfect seed for them.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I just don't know what you're going to get with the Thunder. It's like, I don't know which... of that version the team's going to come out every night.
Yeah. Yeah, my bottom two is probably Jazz and then the Thunder.
Dude, the Jazz, it's like, you got to figure out how to, I mean...
The Jazz are a very good team. They just like, offensively, this is not a good matchup for them. They can't generate that kind of offense.
Yeah.
They rely too heavily on one scorer.
And they can't guard Harden.
Yeah.
They're trying to stand behind him.
I know. Well, that's just because it worked for the Bucks, but it worked for the Bucks because like they're a long team,
and they have Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, but they like you know in the post the Jazz have Gobert.
Yeah, that's true. Should we get to these power rankings real quick? Or not? Sorry, excuse me. Love, Mary, Kill.
Man, what are you doing today?
We got killed last night, man. My brain's all over the place.
Yeah, let's do it. So, Love, Mary, Kill. Why don't you introduce this one?
This is front office guys who might leave.
Front office hotties.
Front office hotties.
Yeah.
Office hotties. We got Redden.
Frotties.
We got our assistant GM, Redden. We have our current GM, Winger.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our consultant, Jerry West.
All right.
I am loving West.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
He's been fantastic. He's done so much for this team.
He's done so much for this team.
I would hate to lose him, but I'm loving him, but you know... He's a little older. I understand if he doesn't want this to be a serious thing.
Yeah. I don't know what his intentions are moving forward.
He wants to be with us in free agency, which is great. So he's kind of getting us through this transition year, maybe after we just got out of school.
Yeah.
And then he's going to let us down gently after we get our feet under us.
I want somebody to make do you remember the fake song from Empire Records, the Rex Manning song that's like, oh, Rex, you're so sexy.
Shout out Empire Records.
I want them to do that song, but with Jerry in there.
We can figure that out. We got a lot of multimedia projects.
If you work on audio, you know, get
go
us.
Ahead and send that.
Anyway, yeah. Love and Jerry West. Love everything that he's done. But yeah, tentative to commit long term, unless he's ready to. And then, you know, this could all change.
I am going to marry Redden.
Okay.
Because I like the idea that he's the assistant GM, and I think I'm excited for his upward mobility.
All right.
I'm excited for him to be a real GM. I don't mean a real GM. That was disrespectful. Actual GM as opposed to assistant GM. And I'm killing Winger.
Wow.
I don't want to. I just don't think we can give him maybe what he wants right now.
Okay.
You know, that's from me. I don't want to hurt him. You know, I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I think he sees some green.
You don't want to hurt him, so you're going to murder him.
So I'm going to murder him quickly. I just think he maybe sees greener pastures.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I understand that. It's tough. It's kind of tough to see you go, but I get it.
I'm going into left field for both of these picks.
You're killing both of them?
I'm marrying my dude, Larry.
Okay.
Lawrence doesn't get enough credit. I also get I see him the most at games in the tunnel. He seems to have a great rapport with every single person on staff and every player.
Yeah.
He also is just like a hardworking person who is also pretty upbeat. You know, seems like somebody you could just build a life with.
So you're marrying Lawrence Frank?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And who are you killing between Redden and Winger?
I'm going into left field again. I'm killing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm killing the New Orleans Pelicans.
You're killing your enemies is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going like Sun Tzu on everybody.
I'm keeping it all.
I like that. You're like Cookie from
Empire.
I'm
very possessive.
Yeah, you're a lunatic.
I'm whoever the bad guy is in the movie Obsessive.
I don't know who it is, but I know that you're like him.
Is it Taye Diggs? Is Taye Diggs the bad guy or the good guy?
I don't know.
All right, well, I'm Taye Diggs.
Taye Diggs, follower of the podcast on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He's also on a new show called All American CW. Great. Check it out.
Shout out, Taye Diggs. Man, this podcast took a very weird turn in the last 90 seconds. Guys, we will have a recap of the hopeful victory on Sunday for you guys on Monday.
Yep.
If we win on Sunday, we'll maybe do a live stream, 10 minutes, yelling and shouting. Could be a good time.
Yeah.
Check us on the Himalaya app. Check out Locked On Net for all the social stuff on Twitter and Instagram.
Tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
Playing Locked On Clippers. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.